Yeah, I know I'm late. Don't lecture me. I'm so not in the mood. Yeah, I get it. The history of World War I, very important. Except it happened like 100 years ago, and I just don't give a fuck. And you're here to tutor me, not mock me, so I don't want to hear it. I'll spend the next 50 minutes learning about Archduke, whatever his name was, but I don't have to enjoy it. And you don't have to judge me for not enjoying it. I'm allowed to think that this is a waste of time. You know, like how you think that my entire career is a waste of time? Whatever. I know that you do. I see that pathetic little smirk that you get every single week. You think that you're so much better than me because you don't put yourself out there. Okay, yeah, maybe it was unfair to put it like that, but that's the same way you treat me every single week. I want to be rich and famous. I never try to hide that. But what's so wrong about wanting it? Yes, I want attention, but so does everybody, including you. Some people want it from their friends and family, but some people like being admired by strangers too. And you know what? As long as I still keep my self-esteem in check and care most about people I'm close with, I'm allowed to want what the world sees. And I'm definitely allowed to work hard to get that admiration. Say whatever you want, but most people are too afraid to even try. They tell themselves that everything in the world is not worth having, that it's lame or that it doesn't matter, just so that they don't have to care about anything. But not me. I care. You can judge my bleached hair and perfectly tailored jeans all you want. Fashion is a means of self-expression, and I want to show myself off to the world. And it's not like I don't work hard. The reason I'm late is that I just finished a 9-hour photo shoot for Hollister. It took the stupid photographer forever to find the right lighting. But the thing about being a model is that you can never complain. You just do take after take until they get the shot that they want. Perfect pose, perfect smile, every single time for 9 hours straight. So don't tell me that it's easy or that I'm spoiled or anything. I'm just someone who kind of has a passion and isn't afraid to go after it. Kind of like you, I guess. I mean, what? You're pretty into history, right? I think that's kind of cool. Yeah, I'm sorry I called it lame earlier. It's just one of those things that I've always had trouble with. Between the makeup and the photo shoots and the clothes fittings, it's impossible to find the time to memorize facts and dates. I'm sure it's important, though. Anything someone's passionate about is important. What? I can be open-minded? Or is that not fitting your princess bitch stereotype either? Then I guess that makes you the closed-minded one, doesn't it? Which is silly. Like, isn't history supposed to tell you that people are more than what they seem? Right. Like, I don't go around assuming you're a virgin because you're a history geek. Oh, sorry. I guess maybe I was right about that one. But, like, it's not a big deal. Really, I mean, everyone is a virgin once, right? No, I'm totally serious. Here, I know at least one other person who is a virgin with 100% certainty. I'll give you a guess who it is. Wait, who the fuck is Queen Elizabeth I? Yeah, I mean, I figured it was some queen, but it doesn't matter. I wasn't talking about her, dumbass. I was talking about me. Yeah, that's right. I'm a virgin too. Shocking, I know. No, it's not like a purity thing or anything. That stuff is gross. I just don't exactly have a lot of time to date anyone with a whole modeling gig. Besides, most boys just want me as arm candy, and that's not me. I'm a working girl. I just want to be with someone who understands that, someone who respects other people's passions, you know? Someone who doesn't make the mistake that you just did. Hey, I never said you couldn't make up for it. What? Secretly? I kind of have a thing for nerdy boys. At least they care about something. And I may know one who's a pretty good listener. No promises yet, but I think your cock is probably craving some action. And I'm so damn tired of being some sex symbol when I haven't even had sex yet. Yeah. I'm serious. Let's go right now. Because I know your type. if we wait, you're just going to overanalyze it. And this is more of an instinct thing. Just give your body what it wants. Because let's be honest, who wouldn't want to fuck me? Please, I know that cock is already hard. But to be sure, why don't I slide my hand down there? Yep, already hard. But I bet I can make it even harder. Doesn't that pressure feel so good? Easy there. I want you inside me, so you better hold on for a bit longer. Even if it does feel so good to have my fingers wrapped around your cock, stroking up and down, feeling more amazing than you ever could have imagined. Well, if you want a distraction, you could try touching me too. Trust me, you won't mess it up. Besides, you'll never learn if you don't try. And don't you want to touch my dripping wet cunt? Good. Then slide your hand under my panties and start nice and slow. Yeah, just graze my clit at first. No, it's just right. Oh, it's making me even wetter. Oh, but I should focus on your cock too. Don't worry, I haven't forgotten. Oh, well, if you're gonna go faster, then I guess that's a little distracting. It's making me squirm. But I can trade favors. And I doubt you'll mind if I move my hand a little faster. Yeah, this is new to me too, but I'm not afraid to push you. I want to try to be my best at everything I care about, and I definitely care about you. So you gotta deal with it. And you can't squirm away from my hand around your cock. Oh, and I won't squirm away from you either. Not when your hand keeps circling my clit. Oh, over and over. Oh, God, are you sure this is your first time? Oh, you feel so good. Oh, yes, really. Can't you feel me soaking your hand? Good. Oh, stick a finger inside me. I want you to stretch me out so that I'm nice and ready for you. Oh, fuck. I didn't think it would feel this good. Oh, wow. Oh, if this is what it's like, then I can't wait for your cock. Oh, I think this spot is supposed to be about 2 knuckles in. What? Like I said, I actually do read when it's something I care about. Oh, I wanted to be ready for my first time. But it seems like you were definitely ready for it. Fuck. Oh, yeah. Oh, that's it. Oh, keep stroking me there. Yes. Yes. Oh, a little faster. Oh, I want to ride your finger a little bit. Oh, just to get a feel for how it works. Oh, if I start moving myself up and down. Oh, everything's starting to throb. Oh, fuck. Oh, you're amazing. No. No, I can't wait anymore. Just fuck me on this desk. I don't care. Yeah, I can get undressed first. You don't mind pink panties, do you? Whatever, they're already dripping. Yeah, I've got a pink brow, too. It's my aesthetic. That shouldn't be surprising. Besides, you can't deny that it looks good. Here, I can even show it off for you. A couple of shakes of my tits should be enough to get those eyes to light up. Yep, just as I thought. But I think you might be right. It really would be better if I took off this bra. Just like that. And let you see the real thing. Yes, they really are that bouncy and very fun to shake. Enjoying the show? Well then, why don't you taste them? I knew that shyness would wear off once you got the hang of it. No, keep going. I want them to be nice and hard, too. Now that's a mouth worth waiting for. Hopefully your cock can keep up. Just teasing. I'm sure you'll do great. I just have to make sure that I'm entirely irresistible to you. Maybe bending over the desk and wiggle my ass. How do you like those pink panties now? Still think they're silly? Or do you like watching my ass bounce too? It's wiggling just for you. That's right. It's all yours. And so am I. So take me. Take me now. No, I don't want to move. Just slide my panties and stick your cock inside me. Please, I need it. I need you. Oh. Oh, fuck. Your cock is even more amazing than your fingers. No, I'm not kidding. Oh, I love how much you fill me up. Oh, oh, no, it doesn't hurt. It's just this wonderful kind of pressure. Oh, I don't know how to describe. Oh, I'll keep going. Oh, fuck me raw. Oh, please, I've waited for so long. Oh, I want your cock deep inside me. Oh, filling me up as I grind it against the desk, as my ass bounces against you. Oh, this isn't anything what I imagined. Oh, it's a million times better. Oh, every thrust is just stunning. Oh, I can barely contain myself. Oh, fuck, please don't judge me. I didn't realize how much I wanted this. And now that it's here, I can't be patient any longer. Please. Oh, I need your cum. Oh, I need your cum inside me. Oh, please, I'm ready. Give it to me. Please give it to me. Oh, my clit is heating up. Oh, my cunt is tightening. Fuck, I'm so close. Oh, I want to come with you. Let me come with you. Let me... Oh, wow. Well, I hope it beats studying at least. Yeah. I guess maybe I should learn a little about whichever war it was before I leave, too. Even if I don't enjoy it, I do have a test over it soon. But I was serious about liking nerdy boys. So if you ever want to tutor in something a little different, let's just say it's definitely an option.